Okay, thank you. My name is Carl Martland. I recently retired after 35 years in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at MIT. While there, I developed and taught a course on project evaluation. I wrote a textbook. It's an expensive textbook, but you can get it in Portuguese for half price. It deals with the EPA process. We're all talking about the scope of the statement. When the statement is done, there's a draft of more hearings, and it will be reviewed by EPA, yet another organization. And I intend to save a lot of my time and space for a long comment. I have 100,000 words, as I understand it, at that time. I would like to look at the options and the impacts that must be included in this scope of this study in order to be successfully go to EPA and be accepted. First, does it include burial along a route that is a reasonable, efficient route, which may be railroads, rights of way, highways? It's not necessarily I-93. Second, does the analysis consider options for transmission and generation? We received in the mail yesterday something from the IBEW that said, if you don't have Northern Pass, you'll need all these power plants or millions of acres of whatever. Transmission is not generating the power. Wherever the power comes from, it's going through the lines. And you're going to need people to dig those ditches and put it in place and move the cable there, whether it's on towers or whether it's in the ground. So the analysis must be very careful not to make the mistake that IBEW did. For us and for the U.S. in general, the negatives relate to the towers. So if you bury the lines, most of it goes away. Timing is an issue. When is this needed and when might it be done? No, I don't think anybody has suggested maybe this is a project, you know, for 2040 or 2060. And by that time, there will be more technological development, and all such projects will likely be underground. The no option will be considered because it's law. The impacts, we've talked about property values. The property values include the future development for second homes and tourists. It's not just what's there today, but what might happen over 20 years. Third, environmental justice. This is a clear case where the people of northern New Hampshire, economically challenged regions, are being told, give up your views, give up your homes, so that people down south can plug in that long extension cord and run their air conditioners. And I conclude, I don't really want to make all these comments, because if the draft EIS is deficient in these matters, it will be rejected and we'll have more delay and we'll come back for more of this in the future. Thank you.